Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. The kind of morning I love to wake up to. I hope that includes you. Sunny, beautiful. The rain has cleared out the air. It's definitely spring now. Winter's breathing its last breath. You're on the track, I hope. You're in the gym, I hope. You're thinking about your health, I hope. The only reason not to be listening to this show is you're out working out. Otherwise, you are listening to this show, and let's celebrate it. I'm going to do phase three today of immunity. You say infection, you say cancer, I say immunity. I hope you've heard the last two shows. I think we've gotten some major points across. Let's do a little summary of the last two shows real quick, because we got tons to talk about, and as you well know, I'll never finish. Immunity, your immune system, what you understand of it. You say infection, you say you got the flu, you say you got the cold, you say you got the cold you can't shake. I had five of them in here this week. You say you got the cancer that you didn't want to get. I say, how aggressive was your immune system? There's the shift. You say infection or cancer. I say, how clean is your bone marrow? How productive is your bone marrow? I say, can your bone marrow respond to the immunogenic load? Can it upregulate its production of what it's got to upregulate? That bone marrow, that's variable in its ability to produce. The bone marrow is toxic. If there's too many lipophilic pieces of garbage floating around in the air, the water, the food, the cheese, the meat, all of it, that's ultimately bound up inside your bone marrow, and your bone marrow's got to pump it out because there's a huge load on your immune system. A bunch of invaders, a bunch of chemicals. Can your bone marrow pump it out? Can your thymus gland pump it out? Those T cells, those NK cells. Don't forget Mr. Thymus. Yeah, as an adult, it shrinks down. Nobody talks about it. But everybody knows it's there and it's key. You say infection or cancer. I say, how's your bone marrow? I say, how's your thymus? I say, how's your spleen? I say, how's your lymphatic system at large? Yeah, that lymphatic system, the space in between the cells. You guys, my audience, understand what I'm talking about. Pat yourself on the back because you've educated yourself to a higher level. We're going to talk about mushrooms today, and mushrooms are herbs, and herbs are gifts, and herbs are divine. And fortunately, we've got some real herbal tools here. Premier Research Labs, of course, first and foremost, if at all possible. But you know my rant. Those herbs work to a point. Those herbs have to enhance the fundamentals. So you say infection. I say, how's the aggression of your immune system? How's your bone marrow? How's your thymus, your spleen, and your lymph? You might say, well, I need that herb. I might say, yes, you do. But that herb better be sitting in the right foundation. If you can get that, pat yourself on the back. 3 years of shows, pushing 150 at this point. I'm proud of it. I hope you've enjoyed it. It basically says, same theme, get the foundation. But you've got to get the education. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you can, if you're not driving, get to the website. I don't know how you can listen to this show without wanting to look at the pictures. My pictures are incredible. StraightTalk.cc. That's two C's. Two T's, not .com. Get on the radio literature section. Get to the date of the show. It's easy. And look at the pictures. Okay. You say infection. I say emotions and sleep. You say infection or cancer. I say, what is the immune system load before the particular infection or the cancer got in? It takes so much sometimes to get it through people's heads. It's not the infection that they isolated or the one you suspect that they've never isolated. It's not the one that you suspect. You went to travel. You ate some food. You got some sort of a microbe. They gave you some sort of a antibiotic or some sort of a remedy, holistic or otherwise, and your life has never been the same. And it's 20 years later because you're looking for the infection. That is the myth. It is the myth of microbiology. It is the myth of infectious disease. It is the myth of holistic medicine. It is the myth of people that just want to give you supplements to fight infections. And I have seen dozens and dozens of people over 20 years waste their lives looking for something that doesn't matter. It's called misdirection. Sometimes when you're trying to heal, it's like being in a labyrinth. It's like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle and you're blind. That's because you're not listening with something stronger than your eyes, something more effective. You can't hear the truth because you're so frazzled. That's how you stay sick. That's what this show is about, trying to get you to a higher level of understanding. And when I can actually attach that into the science and the reality of a healing, not the psychotherapy and the spirituality of a healing, but the actual reality of the body's physiology, well, then we can smoke the big cigar. We hit the bullseye. We bat the grand slam. So you say infection or cancer. I say you got there and you can't get out of there because the load on your immune system was far too great. That's the last two shows. That's big. Lazy macrophages. Do you have them? Do you know what macrophages are? Picture number one. Get to the pictures. Look at that. Look at that beast. That big amoeba with those tentacles swallowing up, in this case, E. coli. That's magnified about 20,000 times. This is like meditation. This is a prayer. There's God there. Outstanding. Look at that. How aggressive is that animal? We can measure that. We can get a sense of that. We know in lots of people, your macrophages don't look like that. They just look like big, dead blobs that aren't moving. Look at picture number two. Fascinating. Picture number two, look at that. That's a macrophage swallowing, I guess, a bunch of E. coli. It just engulfs it. Like being at the top of a massive crater, a massive volcano, right out of Lord of the Rings. Those E. coli must be flipping out. And once in there, that macrophage is going to dissolve it. Now, if you don't fall into the hole of the macrophage, if some B lymphocyte doesn't, if some antibody doesn't drag you in, remember last show? Antibodies made by B lymphocytes will target viruses, attach to the viruses, neutralize them, and then dump them off in the large crater of the macrophage. If that doesn't psych you up, I don't know what would. Look at that, picture number three. That's a macrophage extending a pseudopod. It's just extending a long arm. The long arm of the macrophage, the arm of the law, what you don't want coming after you. If you're a virus, if you're a bacteria, if you're a cancer cell, potentially if you're a parasite, you don't want that. If that macrophage is aggressive, it's really aggressive, look to the bottom of my pictures. Go all the way to the bottom, scroll down to the bottom. Now you're going to see something really fascinating. Look at that black and white. I had my tech person put that on here. Look at that black and white. Look at that. That's fascinating. I see that all the time in the microscope. You see macrophages going after those little whatever those things are. In this case, they called it a bacteria. Maybe it's not a virus. A virus wouldn't be big enough. But if you watch that macrophage, look at that thing. Now, what I should have put on there, but you know how it is a macrophage, the same macrophage. So you're looking at the bottom of the page. And if you're driving, I haven't forgotten you. You're looking at a big blob that's moving rapidly, that's chasing down, like Steve McQueen in The Blob in the early 50s, this big moving blob. Although that blob didn't move. That blob just hung out in the corner, and silly people walked into it. But this is a blob that moves. Some people's blobs, macrophages, don't move. They sit there, inert. That's a problem. You can see aggressivity of the immune system under even a simple light field microscope. This is what we ought to be assaying. This is what we ought to be turning into a real immune system. We ought to be looking at immune system cells like macrophages, noting that they're docile, senescent, dead, not moving, messed up, drunk, delirious, useless. And we ought to turn them into fighting machines. Because that's a pretty good clue that whatever you're doing to do that is going to affect the totality of the body. This is what we should be thinking about long before we ever get sick. I will guarantee you, put it in writing and boldface print, that before people succumb to infections, I'm talking about the guy that called me this week. He hasn't had the flu in 3 years. And he said, I don't know what this is. This is the devil, he said. I've been sick for 3 weeks. I can't move. I'm debilitated. This isn't me. When those things happen, what was your macrophage up to before that infection set in? Viral, bacterial, parasitic, I don't care. Aggressivity of the immune system, you're looking at it. Just a great picture. HCL therapy, I did a show on it. Go back and listen to that show. HCL therapy. Go back and look at the doctors from the turn of the century that have endorsed and supported and used that. HCL therapy turns your macrophages into aggressive animals. They go from docile little turtles into deadly pit bulls. And that's what you want working for you. Most important. Now look at picture number four. Picture number four is a B lymphocyte. And the antigens, meaning the viruses, have attached to the B lymphocyte. And that B lymphocyte is going to spit out antibodies. Look at picture number six. That's a B lymphocyte with antigens attached, spitting out those Y-shaped things of the antibodies. Those antibodies are going to grab the virus, neutralize it, drag it into the macrophage. The macrophage is going to open its mouth, and it's going to swallow it. There's a dance. There is a sophisticated, divine, esoteric dance that science can magnify and bear witness to. If you can't find God there, there's something wrong inside you. Truly, truly. We have to humbly submit to those types of knowledges. Humbly submit so we can see more clearly what we need to do. That's what science is not doing. That's why you go to your medical doctors. That's why you go to Kaiser. That's why you go to these places and find yourself so empty inside, because your doctors aren't seeing anything. They're being misdirected. And don't blame them. There's something in human consciousness that makes people susceptible to that. And there's something in human consciousness that exceeds that deficit. And that's the fundamental point here. Within you, just as within your body, are treasure chests. And if you illuminate them and examine them and study them and associate them to science, it's a brave new world. It's a whole new world. That's what health is. Anything else is less. Anything else, do not settle for. Holistic medicine is not holistic medicine. Medicine is medicine, and medicine is a combination of many things, from operations and surgeries and joint replacements and killer antibiotics, all of which can be very appropriate. Very appropriate when it's appropriate. And when it's not appropriate, well, you have to look.